Year of the Cat was my 7th album in England and my 3rd album in America. It followed Modern Times, which had nibbled at the top 30, and we had high hopes for it when we assembled in Abbey Road Studios in 1975. Alan Parsons was to be the producer, and we had a stellar lineup of musicians. Peter Wood had been the keyboard player with the Sutherland Brothers and Quiver. Tim Rennick had been their lead guitar player. They'd had a hit with a song called The Arms of Mary. Stuart Elliott was in Cockney Rebel. He'd been the drummer, and he was later to go on to join the Alan Parsons Project. And George Ford was the bass player. Now, George, amazingly, I'd seen when I was 13 years old. I'd gone to see a package show in Bristol. Duane Eddy was on it, Bobby Darin was on it, and there was an English band called Emil Ford and the Checkmates. Remarkably enough, Emil Ford was the brother of George Ford, and at the age of 17, he was the bass player of Emil Ford and the Checkmates. What do you want to make those eyes at me for? It'd been a number one hit for, oh, I don't know, quite a long time. That was fantastic to me, the fact that I met George Ford, and he'd been in Emil Ford and the Checkmates. Peter White was the newcomer of the group. He was 20 years old, and we'd hired him as a piano player, and he was to go on to do something completely different, not on piano, on this record. The first track on the album is Lord Grenville, which is one of my sea songs. I have a lot of these. Old Admirals on Past, Present and Future, Dark and the Rolling Sea on Modern Times, and this one about Sir Richard Grenville, who attacked an entire fleet of Spanish ships and got sunk for his troubles. Now, I don't know what you think about this, but my memory of this is trying to sing one very, very high note. Our time is just a point along a line that runs forever with no end. And this was just the most terrible part of my life because I sang this for 2 hours and Alan Parsons kept looking at me and glowering through the glass at me, and I could not hit this high note. Drove me crazy. I think it drove him crazy too. So when you listen to this song, just think of me dying inside every time I tried to sing this line. The second song is On the Border. This one features Peter White playing Spanish guitar, which is interesting in itself because we hired him as a piano player and I had no idea that he could play Spanish guitar. We were looking for a Spanish solo in a song that is set on the border between France and Spain, and Peter volunteered that he could do it and went out and I think in one take nailed down the solo, which is on the record. Peter has now made 8 solo albums and he's become a vast star of smooth jazz in America, having records that have been in the Billboard charts for a year at a time. Midas Shadow is pretty straightforward. It's about the search for gold, the search for success, the search for tons of money. And I guess I was in a hotel, I think it was the Continental Hyatt House on Sunset Strip, and it was just a crazy place. Led Zeppelin were running around, and all the rock and roll bands of the day were there. And the Spanish maids, as I refer to them in the song, would come in and make up your bed in the morning. And they had absolutely no idea, you know, who all these crazy people were. They would see Jimmy Page or Robert Plant and they would, you know, think, oh, I don't know, these people are crazy hippies. Well, these crazy hippies were making absolute fortunes and having these amazing times. And it was just the dichotomy between the laboring poor and the gilded rock and roll stars that caused me to write this song. The fourth song on the record is Sand in Your Shoes, which was my attempt at doing a folk rock song. I'd grown up listening to, you know, all the mid-1960s folk rock things, Bob Dylan especially, like a Rolling Stone and everything of that ilk. And I wanted to write something in that style. And I was convinced that this would be the single. And I thought, well, you know, to the extent that when we delivered the record, I went to the record company and said, please release Sand in Your Shoes as the single. And they did, in South Africa. And it was a hit in South Africa, but it was not a hit anywhere else in the world. This is the beginning and the end of my ability to pick singles. I have very little whatsoever, but I still think in some parallel universe somewhere this is a hit. Which brings us to If It Doesn't Come Naturally, Leave It. And we were all, I think, sitting around in a hotel room thinking about Bruce Springsteen. We've been listening to his records, and he had this run-along lyrical style that was in many ways reminiscent of Bob Dylan. And we were thinking, well, I wonder if I could write a song in that style. And so I began twanging the guitar, and I'm up to my neck in the crumbling wreckage of all that I wanted from life. Well, I looked for respect, and all I got was neglect, and I swallowed the line as a sign of the times. And it, writing in this meter, to me, was very much in the style of Springsteen and Dylan. And I was trying to, I think, write that kind of a song. I have no idea if I did, but that's what I was aiming at. This brings us to Flying Sorcery, which I think is my favorite track on the record. It's an extended metaphor. It seems to be about aeroplanes losing each other in a fog bank. And in fact, it's about lovers who, for whatever reason, part. I remember trying to write this song, and I was sitting at the piano trying to get the word aileron into the song. For ages and ages and ages, I mean, the only thing I knew about the song was I wanted it to have the word aileron in it, which it never did. I was reading a very, very old book about Sopwith camels. And there was a maneuver described in the book called A Perfect Immelman Turn. And at one point, I wanted to call the song A Perfect Immelman Turn. I'm to this day not sure what that is, but it's an aeronautical maneuver. Apart from that, I just love the end of it. Call me if you ever need repairs. It just seems to say everything about relationships to me. Broadway Hotel is the token waltz on the album. it's a very strange song. It's about a woman who checks into a hotel in order to be alone, and she's alone for a little while, and she orders room service, and the man who comes up and brings the room service tray begins a lengthy relationship with her, and they lock themselves in the room for about a week, and they don't come out, and they order room service. It's one of these very strange things. But it has, there's a kind of language in this song. Love was a roll away, just a cajole away. And it's just the way, love was a steal away, just a reveal away. And these things only work in 3/4 time. Roll away, steal away, cajole away, feel away. You know, it to me, this is almost an exercise in language as much as it is an exercise in love relationships. One stage before is, I suppose, about reincarnation. Whenever you're on a stage, you think about, well, I don't know if everyone else does, but when I go out onto a stage, I look at the stage, I look at the floorboards underneath me, and I think about all the feet that have been on them before mine. I think that, you know, when I was playing in a theater in London, maybe Laurence Olivier or Peter Sellers or any of these people would have stood there and, you know, they would have declaimed their speeches, and there I am in their place, and it's a phenomenal thought. And if you take this back a few hundred generations, you know, what about Romans or Greeks standing in the same place doing the same thing? We all tread these boards, we all travel, we all turn to dust, other people replace us, and so on and so forth. And I think the essence of that is what forms this song. And finally, the last track of the record was Year of the Cat, which was a piano piece written by Peter Wood. Now, Peter had this riff that he kept playing over and over again all the way through a tour that I was doing in 1975 with Linda Ronstadt. I was the opening act. We went all over the southern states of America, and we got to, I think, Cincinnati. And I just kept hearing this blung, 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 blung. And eventually I went up to Peter and I said, you know, I think this could be a song. Would you like me to put words to it? And he said, sure. So he taught me vaguely how to play it. And we came off tour, and I went back, and I had a piano, and I had some idea what the chords were. And I started playing this, and I could not for the life of me write any words to it. Nothing came. I had a girlfriend at the time who had a book on Vietnamese astrology, and it was open at a chapter called The Year of the Cat. And so then I had just that, The Year of the Cat. And for a while, those were the only words that I had. I tried to write it about The Year of the Cat, got nowhere, gave up, wrote an entire set of lyrics about Tony Hancock called Foot of the Stage, and then gave that up because no one in America had heard of Tony Hancock. Went back to Year of the Cat, and I think about a year after I began writing this song, I finally nailed down the lyric, which is all set in North Africa. It was a very, very long and difficult process of lyric writing. Everything else on this record was easier, but I guess it was a good idea.